Well, we get another opportunity, another crack at this thing this weekend against a good football team that went down to New York, won a game against an opponent that the head coach I'm very familiar with. He's a tremendous football coach and very good at what he does. They have a good football team. I don't think, you know, the way they played early is in the indication of what they are. They have a bunch of talent on their team. So I think, you know, we're catching them at a time where they're feeling good. Went and played a good game last week, and we're just going to continue to get better and work like we're doing. I think our guys are I've never been more proud and happy with a group because they come back in, they get out of the car, they go in the building, and they go to work. You know, it's we make corrections, we get better from the things we've done, and I'm looking for our team to make the next jump this week and continue to get better as we chase this win. You know, but we got a lot of work to do still to get ready for this football team. And we're looking forward to the challenge this weekend.
What's the status of Elvin Bailey right now on the team?
Oh, we'll see. You know, obviously there's a, you know, it's in the league matter. But, I mean, obviously those kind of things that happen, I'm not very excited about it at all. You know, there'll be consequences for it. But, you know, we have to follow league protocol as far as that's concerned. But we'll do what we feel is right.
Will he start, though, on Sunday?
You'll find that out on Sunday. Yeah, nothing yet. You know, if there's something later on in the week, I'll most definitely let you know. But I know those guys will be out this game. But there might be, hopefully, there's some encouraging news on all those guys, hopefully later on in the week and definitely early next week.
Are you hopeful that Joe Hayden will be able to go?
Very, very much so. I mean, he was able to practice today on a limited basis. So, again, it's good to have him out there and back running around. So we'll see as where we are as he goes through the week.
Balance how much to give him and how many snaps he could actually handle.
Absolutely. I mean, because I don't want to wear him out before. I mean, it's so early in the season. But, you know, Terrell's a unique player. You know, there's a lot of different things he can do. So we'll, you know, again, let him be who he can be. He's the starting receiver on our football team. And as I see opportunities to use him, we will. But I don't want to overburden him. You know, but the young man will do anything for his teammates and his team and the organization. So I'm excited about that, but at the same time, you said it. You know, we got to be very careful about, you know, overloading him and asking him to do too much too fast because he's learning and becoming one of the better receivers in this league, and that's what I want him to be. And I think he deserves that opportunity.
You've been around special athletes your entire coaching career. How unique is his skill set? I mean, how many guys could do what he's done?
A lot of people can't. I mean, first to tell you that. You know, and it's you know, this relationship with me and him goes way back, you know, to 2011. So there's a lot of things I know about Terrell that maybe a lot of people don't. I'm talking about as far as what he is really capable of doing. And I would say to all of you, he hadn't even scratched the surface of what he is. You know, I think he's growing each and every day as a football player, as a person. I just think he's getting better, and I think his best football is still ahead of him, you know, by far. And he's just got to keep working like he does every day and continue to get better and stay humble and be as good as he's been, and good things will happen.
We all look at that performance and we think of, like, what an amazing athlete he is, obviously. But Joe Thomas called it mental gymnastics today. How hard is it mentally for a guy, and how impressive is it for a guy to be able to juggle all those responsibilities?
Well, it's very impressive. You know, like I said, I don't think you can do that with just anybody. I think my relationship with him from the past, and more so than that, you know, this is not about me, it's about him, but I think his teammates. I think all the guys that he played with really assisted in helping him be what he could be this weekend. You know, it's not just Terrell. I think the other guys did their part, and I think they, you know, guys lined up in the right spot. They did things. You know, there was a command given, and guys had to respond. So it's not just him. He's a big part of it, but I think all of them should take a little, you know, responsibility in what he was able to accomplish. But obviously he's the guy that's doing it, and he did it extremely well. But I'll say it again, I'm not surprised by anything Terrell does.
Hugh, how did Greco do at center, and how does that contribute to what you might do at the right guard position?
He did well. You know, again, you know, he knocked some rust off a little bit. You know, it was his first time in a full game, regular season game in a long time. So he did some good things, some things that he wants to clean up and get better at. And, you know, we'll just kind of see where we are, you know, as we go through the week, you know, about how we want to go about this. You know, I haven't really made that choice yet, but we're going to, again, put the best five out there that I think is the best for our football team and our organization to go play football.
Hugh, RG3's been so much time in Washington. Is he helpful at all this week trying to prepare for those guys?
You know, I think Robert's trying to get as healthy as he can. You know, I think, you know, it's really not about, you know, his time there and what he did. We're not trying to hold him up and have him tell us what's going on. I mean, I think what's important is that we just practice and try to get as good as we can this week and go out and play as well as we can. I'm sure, guys, some of our players will ask Robert questions as they go through it, but I don't think we as coaches have sat him down and interrogated him and said, hey, we're going to waterboard you if you don't tell us this. So, no, I mean, again, I'm sure he'll help some guys, but at the same time, I think he's trying to get healthy and we're trying to truly get ready for this game.
That was a real big play, two plays by that Corey Lemonnier in the Miami game. And mm-hmm. with Nate Orchard out, how does that relate to his opportunities going forward?
Yeah, just mean he'll get a few more. You know, he'll get more time. And, you know, we'll mix and match as we've been doing all year, you know, when guys go out. One thing that I keep saying about this team is we don't get caught up in all that. You know, we got guys here that are here to play, you know, and we get our performance is our signature, you know. And so every guy that puts on a helmet, I heard Ray say that before, is going to play. And we try to live up to that, you know, and some more than others. But we do try to have guys go out there and play as well as they can.
I'm on that line. Calhoun.
I mean, you probably knew nothing about him, did you, before he came here?
Not until I started watching tape of him before he came here.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So what did you see? And just talking about the way he's played for you.
No, he's talented. He's talented. He has quickness, suddenness. You know, he's he has a nose for the ball. You know, he's not afraid to tackle and mix it up. He's got good coverage skills. So, you know, AB, Andrew Berry, and Sashi and our group, we did a great job. I remember sitting there watching tape, you know, of him and a few other guys for quite a while. And, again, that's a credit to AB and Sash. I mean, you got to go find guys to make your team better, and I think he's a good find for us. So we're glad he's here. Well, I thought he battled, you know, but he played like you expect a guy that hadn't played a lot as a rookie. I think the first catch, he probably was surprised the ball got on him, and here's the ball in my hand, starting to run, guys knocking out, you know. And so he's learning that this is a fast game, you know. So I think as he plays more, he'll settle down more too. But it was a good experience for him. It was good to get him out there, and I think he'll get better as the weeks go on because he's going to be out there. So he's got to grow and grow fast. Yeah, I don't know that it's tough. You hope that the guys you put on your team are made of that. You know, you got to have some of that to you. You can't worry about the play you missed that you didn't make. You got to play the next play. And that's, you know, that's the resiliency of the young man. You know, he shook that off and came back and got after it and made a play for us. So that's hopefully how our football team will be built and made, you know, just like that. I mean, it's not going to go our way all the time. We know that. It wasn't going our way when we were behind. Nobody blinks, you know, and that's what we're truly all about. We're just going to keep playing, and we'll look back and see where it is and try to get on the other side of the ledger here pretty soon. But our guys, again, I can't say enough about our football team. We're not perfect, and we all know that, you know. But I've never been around a group that works like they do and fight like they do and don't worry about all the other things that are surrounding our team, injuries, this, that, and the other. You know, we go to practice, and it's a spirited practice, and guys are practicing hard and fast and competing, and that's all you want for your team to continue to get better.
Is part of the performance by this kind of guys, though, figuring out what they do best and kind of maximizing their
– Are you talking about Bodie?
Yeah, with guys like him and Lemonnier and,
Yeah, I mean, obviously we don't know as much about him as we did. You know, we know more about him today than we did when we started. But, you know, you put guys out there because you believe they can help you win. you know, and that's why they're out there competing and playing. And, you know, I think the game is a lot different in practice. I think the regular season is a lot different in preseason. And to watch those guys show up in games and make plays, and that's truly what pro football is about. You got to make the play when the opportunity presents itself. And so both of those guys were able to do that last week, and now they need to do it on a consistent basis. You know, you don't want to be a one-time wonder. You want to do it more than once. So that's what the challenge is for them.